doing tarryag mitzvos and he says ve'im minhago lomar tehillim kodem tefillah yomar tefillah kodem bakasha nitpes kodem tehillim dehaynu sheyatchil b'zeh halashon. If a person has the custom to say tehillim before his prayer, so then there's a prayer that introduces the tehillim that's before the prayer, and the prayer goes as follows: Areni muhanim zuman, I am prepared lomar tehillim, to say tehillim, lekayem mitzvah, to say in saying tehillim I'm performing the biblical commandment lilmot Torah, to learn Torah as the Torah says v'limatem otam u'shmartem nasotam, learn the Torah k'delel mitzvah taseh bet. So he's introducing tehillim that even though tehillim we say is a prayer, it's also a form of learning Torah. V'hi ratzon she'en achshav kilu asakti b'nikayim v'alot, and it should be the will of Hashem that it should be as though I dealt with the laws of nikayim and alot, of blemishes and of tents, that our sages taught us that that if one learns the Torah, then there's a limit to how far he can get. But Tehillim seems to be limitless. And in doing this, I want to do as David HaMelech, Kasher Yiftacht al David Avdech, as you promised David HaMelech and us by our sages. And afterwards, he starts the Yiratzon that's written there. So he says one is supposed to introduce the Tehillim with the recognition that he is, in saying Tehillim, he's also performing a biblical mitzvah of learning Torah. Kodem sheyatchil hashatz habrachot yomar, before the shalich tzibur begins the blessings of the morning, he should say, Areinu mucham zuman lanot baruch hu v'ruch shemo. So a person says, I'm preparing myself that when he makes the blessing and he says God's name, I will respond and say baruch hu v'ruch shemo on his blessings, as our sages instituted, and our sages aligned it with the pasuk that says, Ki shem Hashem ekra ha'vugodel elokeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Jewish people, when I call God's name, give greatness to our God. And the pasuk says, Zecher tzadik livracha. When we mention a tzadik, we always mention blessing with him. That's why we say zatzal. Zecher tzadik livracha. I mentioned tzadik, it should be for blessing. So certainly when we mention tzadiko shlolam, God who is the righteous one of the world, that whenever we mention his name, we should give blessing. That's why we respond b'chuv u'shemo, whenever we say God's name. And I'm preparing myself to answer amen, k'mo she'tiknu chazal, as our sages instituted, and they aligned it with the pasuk that says, Yavo goy tzadik shomer emunim. The prophet says that the righteous nation should come, the nation that maintains their faith. And our sages said that shomer emunim is an allusion to the fact that we want ourselves to say amen. Emunim could mean the faith, emunim could mean the fact that we say amen. And I'm preparing myself to say the parasha of the Akedah, as our sages instituted. And when I say it, may it be the will of Hashem that he should remember the merits of our forefathers. And in saying the Akedah, I'm preparing myself to give up my life and for the sake of the service of Hashem, just like Yitzchak, our forefather, did. I'm preparing myself to say the prayer. And part of the prayer, I'm going to read the first parasha of Shema, that in the beginning, you know, Chazal instituted that we say Shema Yisrael, right? You just say Shema Yisrael, Shem Kim Shem Chad. Before Bar Shamar, our sages instituted that so we won't miss the time of Kriyat Shema. And they lined it with the pasuk that says, Yira'u Chaim Shamesh, they'll see you, so to speak, they'll say the Shema, the recognition of you together with the sun. And I'm going to say the ordering of korbanos that our sages instituted, and they aligned it with the verse that says, Umshanma Parim Svatenu, that with our lips we could offer the cows of sacrifice. That if we say the verses of the sacrifices, God considers it as though we brought the sacrifices. This is the concept in throughout the Gemara, that the saying of the korbanos is as though we brought the korbanos. And part of what we're going to say is the Mishnah of Ezel Mukom and the Brisa of Rabbi Shmuel, that our sages instituted that when we do this, we'll end up learning Mishnah and the Brisa, Gemara. And in doing that, we fulfill the obligation to learn Torah, Mishnah, Gemara. And once I'm doing all this, I'm doing what our sages instituted, I'm performing a biblical commandment and prohibition.